Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it. Welcome, welcome back with another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. Joined in studio, in actual studio, because it's your studio. Home studio, this is where he records drums, so hence these sound panels. With my hubby, Ryan Birdie. Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for joining today. I actually didn't really want to record this episode today because you're getting on my nerves this morning. But, you know, maybe it wasn't you getting... So this episode today, let me just preface, it's all about Mother's Day. This is a special Mother's Day episode. I think time this will air will be like the Tuesday before Mother's Day. And it's all about how we celebrate Mother's Day, what mothers expect on Mother's Day, if it's there's too much hype. What about Father's Day? Just kidding. We're not talking about Father's Day, but all things to do with that. And this morning, the girls in our house, we like when Ryan's home from tour, I feel like you do almost just as much as I do, or you try to at least. But the like I'm the default parent day in and day out normally if he's gone, just in general, I think women a lot of times are, especially if you have new kids, like you literally have to be the default parent if you're breastfeeding. It just kind of carries over. So little kids, I feel like that's how it happens. And while Evergrace had a stint where she was obsessed with you, now the girls are obsessed with me. And I love it, but like to the point you can't do anything. Like,
yeah.
I wanted, like, I was just trying to like take a shower and like he was getting them ready to bring them to your parents. And like you would try and put on a shoe, like, no, mommy needs to do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then you just kind of walk away, like, oh, you got to do like.
Well, if when it's just me with them, it seems to be fine. Yeah. And then as soon as they say, oh, mommy, and they're like obsessed with mommy. And then if I try to do anything, they just like fall on the floor screaming. So I'm like, this doesn't seem like I'm helping.
It's disastrous. It's like, as soon as they see me, like you can't even like put their cereal in front of them. Like you can't even touch the box of cereal that they want. It's like, I don't know if other default parents feel this, but I have to do everything and it can be exhausting. And it's not because he can't or he doesn't even want to. It's literally because they will not allow it. So this is all to say, I feel like for Mother's Day, I just made a viral reel about, and actually the reel I made, it was like a Cardi B parody of like, I like it. And it's just all the things that moms like. It wasn't actually going to be about Mother's Day, but because of the timing, I ended up just putting text on the screen, like what moms really want for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, as I evolved in my motherhood, like I just want to be left the F alone on Mother's Day. Like if I'm celebrating me, it's because day in, day out, like I can't even breathe without the kids like needing something or physically touching me, that sometimes on Mother's Day, I'm just like, leave me alone. I want to be like around you, but I don't want to have to care for you. That's right. How I feel.
Yeah. I could, yeah.
And I feel like, do you think if you could give me, I think my Mother's Day or what I feel like I love about it has evolved throughout the years, but if you could right now, and we've now been parents for, I guess 14 or 15 Mother's Days, if you count like when I was pregnant. Right. And you've done, we'll get into all the different gifts you've got me, but like, what do you think, before I get into like what my ideal gift would be, I kind of just gave you a hint, but what would be like my ideal gift you would give for me now as a mom on Mother's Day? No pressure.
What kind of budget are we talking here?
Okay, let's say budget is like not even a thing. Well, let's do one realistic. Like we're not billionaires, because that's like, you know, realistic, but like we're not really okay. In the real estate.
Yes. Ideal Mother's Day, probably, like, Well, see, I would say spa day, but you're not like really into like the whole spa day.
I want to be into the spa. I mean, it's so interesting. First of all, like if I'm getting my nails are never done. When I have to get I love having. Because
you already got your skin.
Person, oh yeah, my Sandra. Skin. Yeah.
And so like the facial, I don't think you'd be into that at some random spa. Like you already have.
No, I'm serious about my skin.
Skin thing.
I have to go to someone I trust.
So that's a big part of a spa day, and then the massage. Thing you, so, you never really
I've never had a good like, massage it hurts and then one time I think I was literally like I swear it was a dude masseuse and he went all up in my butt crack and I must have been like and I literally was one of my first massages
and then you say all up in
like he was like caressing the crease and like outlining it and then like pretty much going inside my crease but through the towel not like his physical hands. Okay. But like through the towel and then he would go under. Anyways, that was one of my first massages. I must have been like either in college or right after. And I remember coming out and be like, is that what they do? And everyone was like, girl, no. So I just think I have traumatized by massages now.
So
but yeah, I don't really like the spa. Day,
it's really just, okay, so let's, all right. So get your nails, mani, pedi, whatever.
So the thing is, okay, I'm different. Y'all can disagree or agree with me if you want. I like the idea of going out and doing stuff for myself. Now, manicures and pedicures, I like having them done. I don't like getting them done. I'm just right. It's a chore. It's a chore for me to have my nails. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, I can't get my nails done, but that's why my nails are never done. Cause it's like, I could use my time doing other things. Like it feels like a chore, but a massage, that's not a chore. I just personally don't like it. But if you're like, go get your hair and nails and whatever done, I feel like it's all work I got to do. But
all right, so
it does feel nice to be away from the kids.
I'll say your ideal Mother's Day would be just chilling in a nice hotel. It doesn't even matter where it is. Cause you just probably just chill at the hotel all day and go get some really good food. Food is your main thing.
That's good.
Like all three meals would be like your,
is my love language.
Insane. Like dinner, either French place or like crabs.
We live out on the East Coast and we like some bay crabs out here.
Yeah. Did you say baked? Come on.
Bay.
Okay.
Old bay. Said baked. Bay. I know. Steam. I don't know. Who eats baked? I guess crab cakes. No. We are about some bay. Old bay seasoning crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
probably just relaxing in a nice resort hotel and some bomb food would be
Yeah.
There's other activities or things that you probably like to do, but honestly. Probably today, after this morning, you probably feel like you just want an ideal Mother's Day is relaxing and doing nothing and not having to think and eating some bomb food.
I think so. It's funny because yes. And so ideally sleeping and eating and not having to take care of anything sounds like a great day. But then I know I'd miss my kids. Like if I was just in a hotel somewhere. So an ideal day that will never exist for any mom ever. Just sorry. It just doesn't until maybe your kids are older. Is I want the comfort of oh, my kids are here and I have to do anything for them. I don't know if that makes sense. I want there to be a person there that's a replica of me. So they don't need me, but I'm if I wanted to get a little hug or snuggles, I could get it and be all right, deuces, but I don't have to care for you, but you are around me, which doesn't exist. Not for little kids. Cause there's no time that I'm around them that they are not going to need me to do something for them. But the idea of eating food that I don't make, sleeping, low-key just sleeping and just not having any responsibilities than what I want to do, binging some show or just doing I know it sounds lazy and messed up, but that's what I want to do. I want to be completely lazy.
You're doing a lot these days, so just having a break is doing nothing is more and more appealing.
It's so funny. So I made that video about Cardi B. I like it. And it's just I like peace. I like quiet. Like all these things that moms like. And the amount of dudes, every time a video hits a million, it starts to go left on the comments. Once it hits viral, it's all good and fine. And then it hits that part of the internet where everyone hates you. So it hits the part of the internet and there's just mad dudes coming out don't have kids. If you're going to complain, why open your legs and have a baby and be pregnant? Complainer. I'm all right, Ken. Literally, his name is Ken.
I knew that was coming.
You know what I mean? So it's always dudes that don't understand.
And it's people seeing just this one video and think that that's all you're about.
Right.
Whereas this is just one part of
life.
It's just one mood. Like sometimes you feel that way.
Right. Like, it's one mood. It's one flex. Yeah. I would never change my life. It's funny because moms all get it. Like every mom gets it. I think the people yeah. that aren't moms, even other women that aren't moms, like, why would you have kids if you're going to complain? It's like, we can because we love them so much that, like, complaining is nothing. It's not like we're complaining about our life and we hate it. It's like, we love our kids so much and would do anything for them. We know how much we do for them every day that it feels good to, like, not glamorize the struggle and just be like, you know what? I would like all my kids to be gone right now from this house and I'd have the whole house to myself and that's what I would love. Or, like, no one in my van if I'm going out for errands. I want to just eat a meal. I want to have hot coffee when it's hot.
Right.
The simple things.
Well, that's the internet in a nutshell. They take one thing yeah. and now that's you. Like, people, most people online and comments, it's just, they don't understand that people are dynamic yeah. or nuanced. It's just like, oh, you're this now. You're just, like, labeled as this. So people see that one video and they're like, oh, like you said, you don't, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay. So I had a couple like questions from the internet and they wanted us to ask, so what's our earliest memory of celebrating Mother's Day together? So that would be with Jackson, obviously.
You want me to ask him?
No, I mean, I got it. It's right here. Okay. But what is our earliest memory of celebrating together? Would be, okay, so we had Jackson 2010. Did we celebrate when I was pregnant? This is a question. Do you celebrate Mother's Day when you are pregnant?
Apparently you do.
Did you celebrate me?
I didn't know that was, I mean, I should have. Like, obviously, remember. In hindsight, it's like, obviously, you should, because...
You don't have to go all out, but dudes, if you acknowledge, if partners who have pregnant partners, if they are pregnant, it would go a long way if you're just like, it's your first Mother's Day, kind of, or get them, like, whatever meal they really like. If you don't do anything and they're expecting it, right. and they're hormonal and they're pregnant, just know you don't get...
Well,
get it.
Then they say a woman, what's the phrase? A woman becomes a mom as soon as they get pregnant. A dad becomes a dad
when they see the baby. We're butchering the quote. It's like way more beautifully said by that than that. But, like, it's,
a man becomes a father
when he holds the, I don't know.
Something like.
We feel like we're moms right from the, like, as we're carrying, we feel them kick and all these different things. And it's exciting when you're pregnant. I remember being pregnant for the first time and Mother's Day was happening and being like, oh my gosh. So it's not like I feel like a mom like I do once the baby's here, but you do feel like you are a mom. And if it's to be celebrated in some way, it's like, it makes you special. I feel like I would have cried. I think, like, celebrating Mother's Day before with just Jackson, I didn't want to get away from you all as much as I did. That sounds bad. I didn't want to get away. When I only had one child and for some reason I was younger, I had energy of the gods. I remember, like, my first Mother's Day wasn't like I needed a break. I kind of wanted to be around everyone more. I think it's like when I had multiple kids or twins or I'm older and I'm just exhausted, Mother's Day became more about everyone get away from me and give me a break.
Yeah.
Versus in the beginning, I was like, no, I want my family around me. So I think, like, my Mother's Day celebrations evolved throughout the years. But the first one we celebrate, what did you, I feel like you have, like, the same thing you kind of do for all of them. What you used to do more of, though, is, like, a handwritten card. Like, you would write out more, and I actually really do miss that.
Okay.
Like, now I think, like, you still do the breakfast and flowers, which I always love, and you definitely try and take more of the responsibility of whatever child is around.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, before, I think, because we were, like, just becoming parents, there was, like, handwritten notes, and I realized I really, like, like that and cherish that. Right. So that's for me, because my love language is words of affirmation. So
true.
I think it also depends on your partner's love language. If she's an acts of service girly, do a lot of acts of service. Take the kids out. Like, do, like, whatever it is that she would find, like, get clean, do whatever things, cook for her. If she's, like, a words of affirmations girly, then definitely write her a card. If she's gifts and you can afford it, maybe get her a little jewelry. Maybe get a little bag. You know what I mean? I mean, all those things I would like, to be honest. But I think the number one thing I like is just to feel a little bit relaxed and not having to do anything. Another thing I think that you've done, and maybe this reflects on, how did you celebrate Mother's Day when you were little? Like, what did you all do for your mom?
I'll just get her flowers and... I mean, yeah, it was never like this. I mean, it was never like all out, like crazy gifts and blah, blah, blah. It would be like, card, flowers, go out to dinner,
go out to eat.
Or like, just something, you know.
That's generally what we do. I think that, like, you kind of celebrate Mother's Day until you know your partner, like what you always used to do. And this wasn't a Mother's Day gift, but I remember this was a birthday gift. I will never forget. It wasn't bad, but like, I didn't know you that well, was new in our relationship. And I think our birthday, for some birthday, you made me a dream catcher. And I didn't know you were good at making stuff. I thought you literally just bought it and said you made it. I was like, this dude said he made this dream catcher. It looks way too good to be made. And like, I just didn't believe that you would have just taken the time to make it. Little did I realize that you used to do that all the time for your mom and are good at that. So it was very thoughtful. But me in my jaded mind was like, bro, you just bought this at the little...
a random thing at like a camp as a teenager. I like learned how to make it at camp as a teenager. And then it was just like this cool thing I knew how to make, but it was so random.
It was random.
People were like, what
the? But I liked, I had my Dreamcatcher earrings. I used to really like Dreamcatcher. So I thought that, I don't know, I just didn't trust it at first.
Right.
But like, I think making things for your mom or like you're good at making things. And I noticed that a lot of gifts in the past you would sometimes make. And I find that like very thoughtful, although it's just not something I was like used to growing up with. So I was like, this dude ain't make this. He bought this because my brother would do some stuff like that. My brother would literally buy something and said he made it. But it's just interesting. Like, so you, as like, you would always, did you ever make your mom anything for Mother's Day?
Yeah
like in school.
Yeah random stuff.
Yeah.
Or I don't remember.
I feel like for my mom, it was because my parents were divorced, that, and her mom had passed like really young. So I never met my mom's mom. And so I remember like on Mother's Day, just feeling like this, and you know, my brother. So he's like the two of us, he's very charismatic, but he's probably the least responsible of the two of us. Like, I'm going to be the one that takes care of things. Maybe it's an older sibling thing, but I remember feeling like this immense amount of pressure to make sure my mom had a good Mother's Day.
Right.
Because like my dad was like, they were divorced, but it wasn't a good divorce. And so my dad was in my life, but just not in my mom's. Right. And she didn't have a mom that was living. And so I remember feeling like at school and whatever, like I had to make my mom a really good gift or like scrounge up whatever money I had to make sure like her Mother's Day was good. And it was so much pressure. And I remember like one Mother's Day, I think she was dating someone and he kind of took the reins. And I remember feeling this sense of relief, like, oh, I don't have to do anything. Like, my mom's happiness isn't reliant on if I like do something, which is a lot of pressure for a kid. But then I thought about it. Is that the same pressure for dudes, for partners? Do you feel like this immense amount of pressure for Mother's Day or like this hype that you can't attain? Or?
Well, luckily, you know, no, it's not. I'm like a normal amount of pressure, I'd say. Not a huge amount of pressure. Like, I definitely, you know, when it's coming up, I'm like, all right, you know, what am I going to do? And depending on whatever the circumstances of that year, I try to think of like what would be appropriate. I always try to like do something special, but luckily, you know, you're
pretty chill.
It's not like, oh my gosh, you didn't like get me, you know, 1,000 roses and like the whole, like, it doesn't have to be over. Like, yeah, if you were with someone that expected all that, then yeah, that would be a lot of pressure. But luckily, you know, we're not, and I don't expect that from you for any like birthday or any like weekend, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just our dynamic. I feel like we also are pretty privileged in the sense that a lot of times if I really want something, I'll get it. You know, like, it's just like, there's not like anything like if I really wanted to get my nails or hair done or something like that, I wouldn't be like, I need to do this for Mother's Day. I would just go get it done.
Right.
Or like, if there's something that I really need a facial, I would hopefully like get you to watch the kids and get one. So I think Mother's Day for like celebrations for us, luckily there's not that much pressure. Cause I don't think we go without, it's not like you never take care of the kids and Mother's Day is the first day I get to sleep in.
Right.
Like, I think you try and do that a lot. You do the extra mile, I feel like, on special days to make sure I'm like chilling. But yeah, I don't think my expectation has ever been super disappointed. I'm trying to think, was there ever a time you forgot Mother's Day completely? Honestly.
No.
Okay.
It's pretty hard to do these days. It's everywhere. Buy this for Mother's Day.
That's the thing.
Mother's Day's coming.
The internet, like,
these are the best Mother's Day gifts.
Like, exactly. It's so, the internet will make you feel like you're doing, like, St. Patrick's Day wrong. Every holiday wrong. Like, it makes you feel like you are just the worst person. Like be Cinco de Mayo. I think that's coming up. We're going to be doing that wrong. People will be, like, flying their kids to Mexico for Cinco, or doing something. The internet just makes you feel like you are never doing enough. I actually had a thought, because someone was getting, like, a diamond necklace for Mother's Day. And I was like,
yeah,
was I supposed to get a diamond necklace? I'm just kidding. I don't want one. I mean, I would take one, but it's still, like, internet is always, has, like, it's the social media reel is, like, just the highlight reel of your life. Try not to get in your head about what you need to have or put expectations on your partner. If this is your first Mother's Day, don't, like, do what you guys have always done. Like, but like extra special, but just don't see what the people are doing online and say that now that that's expected in your relationship, because you'll always be disappointed, because there'll always be a new thing and you can never be enough online.
And that's important to remember with everything, right? Not just holidays, but it does highlight more of that, I think, on holidays.
So do you ever remember a time that I was like completely disappointed?
No.
I'm trying to think. There's been a lot of Mother's Days.
Like, for you to be, you know, completely disappointed, I have to, like, do nothing.
I think, like, what kind of stings, which doesn't happen often, is, like, if I'm I never really get to sleep in if the kid, I wake up easily. Right. So if I'm trying to sleep in, if you take the girls, if you get ready with the morning routine, odds are not sleeping. And there's, like, this funny reel of just, like, disaster, chaos, everyone screaming. And the mom's just, like, in the bed, like, me sleeping in on Mother's Day. It's just
laying there awake, listening
just listening to the house going in shambles because you're not there. But I feel like it's a thought that counts. However, maybe I like put headphones in or something like that, or maybe taking the kids out. I don't know. That's just the product of little kids. It doesn't last like that forever. Now we have to beg Jackson to wake up. Like, it's like, right, he doesn't make any noise in the morning. I would say, do you get with the girls are pretty young, so they kind of understand Mother's Day now for the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But does Jackson and you plan something, or is it more just you? He's old enough now.
Yeah. And recently he's been doing more, typical
14-year-old.
You know, I have to, like, I have to encourage him, but I'll, like, you know, get him to, like, the cooking class.
That we need to do the cooking class. They got me cooking class for my birthday. That's a great gift.
Just you and him.
Yeah, I forgot about
cooking
that.
Class. That'll be fun. But that was like, I had to like multiple conversations of like, what do you have any ideas? What's something like, you know, you have to like really get out. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then finally like get him, you know, he said, I think he came up with that on his own, or I might've been just like throwing things out.
Yeah.
And be like, is any of this something you can imagine? And then he was like kind of interested in the cooking class, I think.
Cause I think it's important to instill I think most families that are that have both parents in the household, they all heavily rely on the parent to do, they'll rely on the mom for Father's Day gift. Right. They'll rely on the dad for the Mother's Day gift. I didn't have that luxury as much, cause it was just my parents were divorced. So there was more pressure on the kid. But I think at some point it's good to instill the value. We're mothers because of our kids. And be kind of because of a partner, but really we are mothers because our kids exist. Nothing to do with our partners. And so that, like, I think when they're young, they don't really understand the importance. But now as adults, like, we always celebrate our mothers. We always like normally spend quality time, and they're happy with whatever. They want us around like as much as we can. Like, I want to get away from my kids when they're younger. And I think your mom and my mom, they just want to go out to dinner or to a brunch. And she gets so excited with the flowers you get her. It's just like way less of a bar to like make your mom happy than it is like the partner. It's interesting.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Like, my bar for Jackson, he could get me a flower from outside. I'm like, I love it. If you did that, I'd be like, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So it's just,
that's a good point.
Interesting, that dynamic. But I think it's important to instill in our kids at some point, like, that's your mom, bro. Like, and I think as we get older and become parents, you're like, dang, my mom did a lot. Now I kind of want to celebrate her more, do something special. So I don't know. It's just like a reflective moment. Okay. So for new parents, before we like kind of wrap up for new, this is a question. We're going to Hawaii this year. I'm excited. No kids. I'm so excited for this. But we were going already. So we were going to bring the kids. We brought them last year. Ryan plays there every year. And so this year I was just like, do we bring all the kids? It was a lot. It was a really a lot to bring all the kids last year. So he was like, why don't you just come? No kids. Like,
yeah.
I was like, but I should bring them. Anyways, we decided that now I'm going to go for four nights, just a quick trip Saturday and come back, I guess, whatever day it is, no kids. It happens to be around Mother's Day. Like, but we were going to do that anyways. Is that a Mother's? I mean, I could take that as a Mother's Day gift, but if there's an existing plan.
Definitely. That is 100% a Mother's Day gift.
Does that count when there's existing plans already that fall on a holiday or fall on your birthday or fall on our anniversary? We went to Paris for our anniversary, technically, but we both forgot our anniversary on the actual day. So we're like, but we went to Paris. So if there's an existing trip.
This is Mother's Day.
Okay, so this is not.
A part of it. Let's say.
We can kind of celebrate there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, and we are going to take the kids on another vacation that's closer. That's not as far away.
We're
taking them to the beach.
We're taking them to Europe. Like, we're doing other stuff. But this is exciting to have just our time. Which we probably need to have a whole other episode of recalibrating our marriage. Because that's a hot topic of just us as newborn parents, now toddler parents. And, like, how you have to work at it all the time. So I'm excited for this Hawaii trip. And we can celebrate a little Mother's Day. Okay. So, last question. If you could give any one piece of Mother's Day advice to, like, a new couple that's their first Mother's Day, what advice would you give to the dude or the partner, the person that is not the mom or give birth?
Like, communicating expectations. Because, like you said, a lot of problems will come from, like, you got to figure out what the person's expecting. You know, and like, yeah, just understanding like whatever dynamic you have as a couple. And then as long as, you know, because that could be different, like, you know, just like we talked about, people's experiences with Mother's Day can be wildly different depending on what it was like for you as a kid, whatever dynamic you had growing up, and then that combined with your partner or your spouse's like experience growing up. So yeah, just, you know, talking to, you know, everyone like wants to be surprised, but I think if you can have like some conversations about like, hey, so, you know, it's different. You could be subtle about it. You don't have to be like, tell me exactly what to do on Mother's Day. It can be more, you know, just like, hey, so like what, like you said, like, what do you think my ideal Mother's Day would be? Or like, what would be some, you know, kind of like gauge, like where you're at, like, is it just like flowers in a card?
Yeah.
Is it like going all out? Vacation, diamond necklace. Like, where are you at on the card to diamond necklace scale? Like, where's the expectations at?
You gotta uphold that. If you do a diamond necklace first Mother's Day, you might be getting a Birkin by number two.
Right. So,
yeah, that's a really good point because I also think like communication is key. Partners, you should ask, but also, moms, you got to be telling them, you know, you got to tell dudes what you want. Exactly. Or like expectations. Like I had a friend who was disappointed because he had planned a nice dinner for her for Mother's Day, but she was up doing the regular day stuff and was pissed the whole day. He's like, but we're going out to dinner. She's like, but why am I doing all this on the day?
Right.
Like, you should have planned a day. He's like, I just thought I need to plan a meal, not a whole day. And I got flowers and all this thing. So like, sometimes it might be very low key day, like not having to do anything. You don't even have to plan to go anywhere. Or maybe they want a big like dinner plan for them and the family. And in addition to this, maybe they want to go to a spa. Maybe they want to get out the house. I had another friend who was sent, like the husband just sent her to like the spa with Salamander. Like, she's like, here, have a weekend, which sounds amazing. Like, you know, like Salamander's like this really nice resort, the spa where we live. There's like a winery. There's, you know, the spa. It's a very nice hotel. And she was like new in her motherhood journey. And she was really like kind of missed everybody.
Right.
So she was like, I'm disappointed. Like,
maybe
I wasn't with my kids. Yeah. And then now like later on. Yeah. Now like 5 years later, she's like, dang, I wish I could have that small thing again. So just, you know, moms, just kind of be clear about what you're expecting, what you like, what you maybe like flowers, maybe don't want chocolate. Like, I don't really want to do chocolate because I'll eat it all.
Like,
so,
what I thought you were going to say when you said a friend, like, you can just be like, yeah, so my friend's husband did such and this and this for Mother's Day. Like, that could be a way to, like, say it without saying it. Like,
No, come on, we're adults. We could at this point you could do I'm that, but saying, you could if just people say
want to still have some of the be mysterious or
you could be mysterious. Yeah, if you want to. No, I think you should be like, hey, honey, but, for this Mother's Day, I'm pregnant AF, and yeah. I want you to get me a foot massage and my favorite food from X. I'm just pregnant, or I don't expect anything while I'm pregnant, or a handwritten card, like hey, or right. hubby, my words of affirmation are my main. Like, whatever,
right.
like, tell them your love language, know your partner's love language, or, hey, I don't want to be bothered. When it's time to wake up, you are getting up the full day.
Right.
I want breakfast in bed. I just want to watch Sex in the City. Oh, if people watch Sex in the City, I'm really aging myself. Whatever, like, it is that people, you know, what girls want to watch.
Well, Mother's Day seems like it is, like, confined to just the day, but it's pretty much the whole day. You got to be.
It's a whole day.
Yeah.
Don't be having, just, like, this is a note of advice. Don't have her be doing exhausting stuff on Mother's Day if you can avoid it.
Right.
Or try and help.
Because I was thinking of your birthday was like turned into a whole week.
My birthday is a month, okay? It's all of April. We just ended my birthday. No, Mother's Day is normally just that day. And yeah, just do something. Try extra hard. Even if like the kids are going crazy and she still has to do stuff. Like if she sees you trying to like cook breakfast and clean up after them or like take them to whatever it is. The effort means a lot too. Yeah. Even if you're not successful, you're very capable. You got this, dads. I believe in you. And on that note, is there anything else you want to tell dads? What about Father's Day? Nobody cares. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Dang.
We'll talk about Father's Day in June, but there is a bunch of people, like a bunch of like funny, like memes of just about how Mother's Day is like this giant celebration and Father's right. Day is like
woo-hoo. There's a lot of dudes out there that screwed it up for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's some great Father's dads Day. Out there though,
you know what I'm
like
saying?
You
but like,
that deserve a lot
in general, like you, and you always do, like I'm always like I never feel like you just disrespect Father's Day, like you always
yeah of course because like, you're a great dad
and all that stuff, but in general, like in just
life.
Culture and in the world, the way like Father's Day is viewed is like, yeah.
We live in a patriarchal system. So I think just the way in which dudes like have historically shown up in families, is just like, F y'all, you don't get like, that's what it like that. I think it's just out of like,
what, sure.
Dominant culture. But I don't think that that's the case. Like even my clueless dad is not you, but my dad in these videos is clueless holding a beer like, huh?
The guy in the Bengals jersey.
And yeah, shout out to Monty Peco for like giving us that jersey. You are nothing like that, and neither is my husband.
This is a character. It's not real. It's not Bingo. It's not you. Just for the record,
that's it.
This is a stereotypical dad guy.
Fathers deserve love too. But anyways, fathers, just step up your game this Mother's Day, and yeah, happy Mother's Day, y'all. Till next time, this has been another episode of That Toy Mama Podcast.
Peace.
And that is it for today's episode of That's My Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is, if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, y'all.